Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have a gentleman by the name of Ethan Binder. And now he is the co-founder and CEO of GoPeer. And GoPeer pairs peer tutors at universities with students between the ages of 5 to 18 for personalized tutoring lessons. Their mission is to make high-quality tutoring accessible and affordable for all students through their unique near-peer learning model. And so, Ethan, I just want to start this podcast off by saying thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, Avery, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So let's jump right into the first question. And the first question I always ask is very much just that introductory thing, really to get to know you a little bit more. And the question is, tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you're doing, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I came to the realization that high tutoring costs are a major obstacle for students who are seeking academic mentorship. These high costs can lead to students missing out on the supplementary education they need, ultimately resulting in students being deterred from pursuing what they're passionate about. So when I arrived at college, and I actually just graduated this past May, so it's awesome being a recent grad.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So when I arrived at college during my first year, I started offering tutoring services to support K-12 students in my community. Soon after that, some of the parents were asking me, hey, can you tutor my friend? And then I started getting my friends to also offer tutoring services to other K-12 students. Short story, this turned into GoPeer. We had a big group of college students at our school, and I went to Lafayette College in Pennsylvania, actually. So we had a large group of college students working with K-12 students in our community, and that ended up evolving into GoPeer and what it is today. And as you said in the introduction, now we have a group, and we have had over 3,000 college students actually apply to tutor with us, who teach K-12 students and tutor them in over 130 subjects.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show that sometimes the stuff that you're good at and the stuff that you do eventually can turn into a business. You find the right tools and right resources and have the audacity to do it. But the one thing I'm really curious about is in the introduction, you had talked about a near-peer learning model. What is that?
Yeah, so a near-peer learning model is something we think is really beneficial. And it's when what we find to be incredibly effective is when we have a college student working with a K-12 student. And that college student has just successfully navigated the same processes as the K-12 student. They've just gone through and gone over the same obstacles, navigated the same challenges, and felt the same stresses as well. And so when you take a college student who is close in age to the K-12 student and who has just been through the same experiences, you can often have this incredibly powerful connection that is formed. And one example of this is this past academic year in the spring, the high school students and the seniors were graduating from high school. And we actually had many of our high school students invite the college students they had been working with as tutors to their high school graduations, and their families even invited them too, which was just like blew our mind, because it just goes to show that the relationship that was built was not just a professional tutoring relationship, but it was more than that. And there was truly a role model connection built. So when we say near peer connection, we really are referring to that connection between someone who is close in age to the K-12 student, where they just really truly have that passion and inspiring learning experience.
Well, I mean, two things that you've highlighted that is quite important to me, and I think, you know, studies have shown that they're actually important, is mentorship is number one, right? Mentorship is such an important aspect about self-development and interpersonal development, and really avoiding some of the large F failures, right? We have little F failures all the time, but those large F failures that really you can avoid if you have the right mentorship. And then the other one is that, like you said, the cost of tutoring is insane. And tutoring is just a form of mentorship. Sometimes, you know, has that monetary attachment, but it's a form of mentorship. And it's a huge, the access is not fair. There's not a fair access for everyone to have that. So I love what you're doing.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think it's really important for us to ensure that every student receives an equitable and personalized educational experience. And we are trying to play our role in that through GoPeer. And as you said, mentorship is incredibly powerful. And just the experience of having someone sit across the table from you or during like an online lesson, for example, just the experience of having that external pressure and positive pressure can make such a huge difference in someone's life and trajectory.
Yeah, I love that. So the next question I have for you now is, now that you've talked about, you know, who you are and really what you're doing with GoPeer, it's about the community. And so the question is, how are you then making a positive impact in your community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are using GoPeer as a vehicle to make that positive impact. And I think one major problem in the private tutoring industry is that just most people can't afford a tutor. And most of the time it's really because it's incredibly expensive and just outrageously expensive. Like some people, I've seen prices $500 an hour, $600 an hour, which is just insane.
Yeah, right? That's absurd.
Yeah, it's wild. And for a huge chunk of that pie out there, people are charging that money for like algebra one homework help or math homework help for a second grader. But you don't always need to pay that much money, hundreds of dollars for to help your second grader. Like often a college student who is super passionate about what they're learning, they're excited to teach, they bring that energy. Can be incredibly effective, right? And it's kind of a fresh take on tutoring. And so by leveraging an available and underutilized labor force of college students, we're able to provide high quality personalized tutoring at about one third the national average cost of professional tutoring. So first off, like we've been able to increase access to high quality education and tutoring services for many families. And we, as a matter of fact, we often have parents reach out to us saying, like, thank you so much. Like my child was struggling and I was looking for a tutor, but I just could not afford this opportunity for my child until I learned about GoPeer. And then they tell us like how incredible it's been to be able to confidently provide this resource to their child and to see how much they've benefited from it. And that really makes our day. And that really is what GoPeer is all about.
Yeah, I mean that's an impact. that is a social impact you're having on, you know, the lives of the K-12 sector, and it's not always an easy time, right? Being that age, there's a lot of challenges, a lot that you're trying to understand. It's young adulthood, so being able to be there as a tutor, but then also a mentor, it's huge. So I mean that's a pretty transparent social impact to me. But you know, thanks for providing your input on it.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Keep going. If you have more to add, please add.
Yeah, I'll just add one more thing. But yeah, so we even had a student this past academic year who was actually out of school because they had broken their leg in an accident and were basically hospitalized because they had to have surgery. And so the mother called us and said like, hey, do you think you could have one of your GoPeer tutors come down to the hospital and like work with my child? And we did. And so with that tutor went down there, helped keep that student up to date with the schoolwork that they've been missing because they're out of class. And also just having that external mentorship and having someone there to help them navigate the obstacles and challenges of the academic coursework can be incredibly impactful. And as you were just mentioning before, being a K through 12 or being in education and being a student can be stressful. And our educational system puts so much pressure on students to achieve high grades. And when it comes to the resources available for private tutoring, they can just be incredibly expensive and not accessible. And when you feel that pressure and when you have that, those pressures coming from your family, from teachers, sometimes you can, like, I had friends drop out of courses that they were actually interested in and took other courses just to get an A in the class and just for the grade. And to me, that is just not right, because that's not what education is about. And it's really important to pursue what you're actually passionate about. And so if we can help students continue the path and continue learning about what they're actually interested in, then I think that's how we're kind of defining success.
Yeah, that's a powerful story. No, thank you for sharing that. That really is. And I mean, not only did the tutor go out of the way to be there for the student, but that missed, normally when that would have been missed education or missed time in class, they now have it, right? So that's huge. That's awesome. So the next question I have for you is about the business. And I like this question because I always get to see different people's inputs on this. And so this one's a exploratory question. But the question is, this idea then of social impact, do you believe it's an important part of business?
Yes. I believe that social impact is a vital part of our business and of many businesses out there in the market today. I think when we were starting GoPeer and we told people we're going to price our services at about one third of the typical pricing that's out there, like, we got a lot of negative responses from a lot of people, and we had a lot of investors, professional tutors telling us that people will just associate quality with price. It's like the wine dilemma, like a $60 bottle of wine or a $20 bottle of wine, which is nicer. Sometimes that $20 bottle of wine can taste pretty good. And so similar to our situation with GoPure, like, we had a lot of pressures coming towards us, telling us to increase our prices or so we can increase our margins or even so people will associate our service with a higher quality. But we didn't do that. And what that has translated into is just many families truly finding GoPure to be incredibly helpful for their families, incredibly helpful for their students, and actually increasing the number of lessons booked per student. And interestingly enough, we found a correlation between the number of lessons a student has received and their academic achievement. So having that lower price point actually kind of extend that relationship, and which can be really helpful. But from day one, GoPeer set out with a social impact mission. And I think that's important. And for anyone starting businesses or kind of creating their business plan, I do think it is important just to have that social mission or social impact mission, if that's what you're going for, at the center of that plan and not to deviate. If you stay laser focused and do one thing, do it the best you possibly can, then I think that's how you can create and find your niche and find success in the social impact field.
Yeah, I mean, you can never undervalue what it means to stay true to your morals and your missions. And when you made that idea of, you know, keeping a lower price point, yes, there is that wrong viewpoint on, you know, lower price equals lower quality, but I do see that changing a lot, right? We have these freelance marketplaces like Fiverr and things like that are, you know, one tenth of the cost of something else. And I know this is a different market, but you get the same quality, So I think there is a conversation that is changing, but it can always be super difficult to stay with your original plan when you have external pressures telling you to go other ways. I mean, with the work that I'm doing with Tandem Park, it's the same thing. We had a lot of external pressures telling us to deviate and do different things, and we pivoted on our own accord, but we stay true to the main moral, the main mission of our company, and that's led us well. And so, I mean, again, kudos to you on that, because that's a difficult thing to do in business. And I don't think people realize how difficult that is until they're in it, right?
Yes, totally agree. And yeah, I think staying on, I think in today's world, more and more, there are so many other ways to increase transparency with like ratings and reviews and with the power of social media, right? Testimonials from customers can explode and can be so powerful and can really influence purchase decisions. And I mean, personally, for me, if I'm going to go find a restaurant, a lot of times I go look at the reviews and see what other people are saying. And so what we try to do to really avoid the bias of what does it mean to have a lower cost, we try to increase transparency into our core values and what we actually provide and the value that we're actually bringing to families and the impact of that. So I definitely agree with what you're saying.
So last question, if you're ready for it.
Yep.
So this last question is very different than the first three, and it's really about your opinion. And so the question is, what's your opinion for other people listening today to start building an impact in their own lives?
Yeah. And that is a question that I think is very good, can go quite deep and can be quite complex. But in my experience and with GoPeer and just the way I've lived my life, there are so many distractions out there, right? And there are so many paths that one can take. And from a business perspective, in your personal life. And for me, and with GoPeer, the way we've gotten to where we are today is by staying highly focused on doing one thing and doing it the best we possibly can. And having that laser focus and just trust in what you're doing, not just passion. And I think passion is really important. And it's really important to have passion in what you're doing, but having discipline and then being able to discipline yourself and to surround yourself by people who also share that same determination, that same discipline and focus. I think that's really important. And so there's only so much you can do on your own in a lot of cases. And I think in order to really get to the next level, it's important to surround yourself by incredible people, people who will push you, people who you can learn from, and people who you want to spend time with. And for me, at GoPeer, we have a young management team. And one of the ways we compensate for that and kind of de-risk investment opportunities in GoPeer and just de-risk GoPeer as a company is by surrounding ourselves by mentors and advisors who we can learn from their expertise and insight. And I think it's really important for young entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs of all ages to surround themselves by mentors, surround themselves by advisors. There's always something you can learn. None of us know everything, right? But collectively, our knowledge can be pooled and can turn into something that can be incredibly special.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Honestly, collective consciousness and collective will is huge. Changes everything. And you can always do more and do more better and sometimes quicker with more people on board. So I just want to end this podcast by saying, you know, Ethan, thank you so much for being with me here today, giving your insights, explaining what GoPeer is, and really talking about why you're building a social impact in the world. And I think that's key. So again, I just want to say, you know, thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I really enjoyed speaking with you.